We have to interrupt your regularly scheduled program for this horror movie podcast. Live from Grand Forks Best Source, this is Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema. I'm Icky Ichabod, and on my show we will be talking about different horror films from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Tonight's show, as I said, is brought to you by Grand Forks Best Source. Tonight we're going to talk about a B-horror film from 1988, I believe, called Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Weird, 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 weird. Basically, this is a Lover's Lane space alien invasion film. Very funny, actually. The main characters are Grant Kramer, who plays Mike Tobacco, Susan Snyder, who plays Debbie Stone, John Allen Nelson as Dave Hansen, and John Vernon as Curtis Mooney. Well, some of these people believe that the clowns are attacking, and some don't. Mr. Mooney. It's kind of funny, because I was watching this film the other night, and the main theme song is by a band called the Dickies, who are a punk rock band. Apparently, they had never read the script or seen any of the film before they performed the song, the theme song. Well, other movies like this are The Blob and Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. All three of these movies have very interesting entrance music. Very interesting, actually. This is one of the Chiodo Brothers films, by the way. The Chiodo Brothers also went to work on Ernest Scared Stupid, starring Jim Varney. It's cool. The Chiodo Brothers have been working on special effects since they were young kids. And their special effects mastery is especially apparent in this film. So, all right. As I said, I named the cast. And basically, if you have a phobia of clowns, do not watch this show today. So, we're going to talk more about the clowns now. The clowns use everything from cotton candy to popcorn to laser guns to even a clown punching off someone's head. It's very funny. But the only way to kill these clowns, these alien vampiric clowns, as I'm about to get to, is to destroy their nose. These clowns came to Earth in order to eat us by encasing us in cotton candy cocoons. They are vampiric, as you can see within the film. Very weird. Weird, 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 weird. There are so many clowns in this film. It's funny. I really appreciated the special effects mastery of the Chiodo brothers in this film. I believe, though, that most of the even the clowns were created by the Chiodo brothers, but a man by the name of Warren Jean, I believe, was actually the person who did all the special effects for the film. But the clowns, they hold a place dear in my heart, because it was one of the first horror movies I had ever seen. It's considered a B film by most, but back to the cast. Well, Mike Tobacco and his girlfriend Debbie are up at Lover's Lane doing what you do at Lover's Lane when a comet crashes in a nearby field. When they go to check it out, they find out it's a circus tent. Anyways, the clown, they find dead people within the circus tent, and they go to the police. Dave Hansen is the only police officer who believes them, and Curtis Mooney is the unbelieving police chief. who denies the clown's existence. Then you have the Terenzi brothers, who drive a clown-faced ice cream truck. So you can tell that these people are going to get in major trouble with these killer clowns from outer space. And there are some great puppetry in this film. Very great puppetry. The clown who comes out of the toilet is one of the great puppets in this film. And the clowns that come out of the hamper are also pretty good puppets. But apparently, when they made this film, they had used a lot of animatronic puppet masks to mask the clowns, which is cool. But it kind of gives it an unreal look because it looks too phony. But that adds to the nostalgia of the film. While I'm talking about the clowns, Stephen Chiodo, one of the Chiodo brothers, actually made a special appearance in this movie as Clownzilla, who is the major clown at the end of the film. There's a lot of slapstick in this film that's reminiscent of things like The Three Stooges. And some of the things are very comedic in taste, such as acidic pies, cotton candy wrap people so they can suck the blood out of them, boxing gloves to punch someone's head off. Just a lot of slapstick, huge hammers to impale little kids with. All this stuff is reminiscent of slapstick from like the Three Stooges and Charlie Chaplin and things like that. It's a very, very good film. I would recommend, as I said earlier, if you have a phobia of clowns, not to watch this film because the clowns can be kind of intimidating and scary. It's kind of interesting, though, as I was talking earlier about Ernest Scared Stupid, that they actually use some of the clown heads from Killer Clowns in Outer Space in that film as the heads of the trolls. So the movie, I would give, it's very weird, 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 weird. So this has been a short episode of Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema. And check out the Chiodo Brothers, the Chiodo Brothers films. And if you can, check out Ernest Scared Stupid and Killer Clowns from Outer Space.